Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, March 13th. The S&P 500 is coming off a record close this morning after a bet on rate cuts meant a bet on stocks yesterday. The S&P 500 jumped 1.12%, the NASDAQ climbed more than 1.5%, and the Dow bounced 0.6% or 225 points. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. Yes, I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.03%. Relatively minor. It's been, you know, around this flat line all morning long. There's not a whole lot of news this morning, and the economic calendar is very light today. No Fed speak because of the blackout period, because we have a Fed meeting next week, and that's going to be a key catalyst. There's a number of key catalysts coming out next week. I see Ken Griffin of Citadel, he's joining Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan in their assessment that the Fed should wait longer before cutting interest rates. Okay. Understand that. Got earnings this morning from, Dollar Tree and PetSmart and Williams-Sonoma. And then this afternoon, we got UiPath, Sentinel, and Lennar all scheduled to release. That's really the key factors here this morning that I see, for the market today. And then you got to keep an eye on what's happening overseas with the overseas markets. And, for the most part, Europe, it really is, has been positive all morning. I mean, you're looking at the DAX. The DAX is up 11 points or 0.07%. The FTSE's up, FTSE's flat. It's 0.0% change. The CAC is up 45 points or 0.56%. UK GDP data showed that their economy grew modestly in January. It posted an expansion of plus 0.2%, which is good. Germany's wholesale prices decreased 3% year on year in February. So, that's positive. We're looking last night in Asia, and Asia was kind of mixed. I mean, the Nikkei was down 100 points, but that's only 0.26%. You got to remember, they got a BOJ meeting next week. And, the expectations are for a rate hike. And remember, they're at negative interest rates. So they'd actually put them into a positive range. So we got to keep an eye on that. Hong Kong was flat. I mean, Hong Kong, remember, they jumped 500 points yesterday. Last night or this morning, they lost 11 points, 0.07%. Tech was okay, but property stocks were weak because that Country Garden missed the bond payment, which is not good. And, that was causing some headaches in the Shanghai market as well, which finished down 0.4%. Oil is moving. Oil does seem to be showing some strong gains this morning, up 1.5%. WTI is at $78.73, whereas the Brent is at $83.03. Last night we had the API data come out, and that pointed to a draw of 5.521 million barrels. Today we have another stockpiles report coming out. That's going to be another one to watch. You're looking at yesterday and, from that OPEC report, and a key factor was the elevated production figures out of OPEC. It seems that their OPEC production rose by a little over 200,000 barrels in February. So, interesting. But, demand seems to be increasing. So, that is, interesting. And I don't think that their output increases is enough to really cover the expected demand increases for 2024. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, even though you mentioned that not a ton of news and catalysts happening, you're still able to find information that's important for the markets, sifting through all of that information you just gave us and looking ahead to next week and being prepared for that, all using your Newswire. And we're going to start here with diving into the details and getting to some earnings section. Bill, what is going on there?
One of the key ones coming out is Williams-Sonoma, ticker WSM, William Sam Michael. Their EPS is $5.05. The expected move is 8.27%. I'm looking at the stock this morning, and Williams-Sonoma is down 2.51%. The earnings have not yet been released. We're still waiting on the release of the earnings report. I guess it comes out at 8:30 a.m. This morning, so that's one to keep an eye on, but it doesn't look good. Dollar Tree, ticker DLTR, David, Larry, Tom, Richard. Hey, they released earnings and it wasn't positive. They missed by 10 cents and they did that on lower revenue. You look at Dollar Tree this morning, stock's down 7.15% this morning. That's over $10. Upcoming this afternoon, Centennial One is coming out, ticker SS is in Sam. Their EPS is for a loss of 4 cents. Expected move is 15.28%. You look at Centennial One yesterday, and you know their option volumes, 13,700 on the call side, 5,600 on the put side, still positive. Then you get the UiPath, ticker PATH, Paul Apple, Tom Henry. Their EPS is 15 cents. Expected move is 17.22%. And Lennar, the home builder, ticker LEN, Larry Edward Dancy. Their EPS is $2.21. Expected move is 5.71% when they release this afternoon, Emily.
And we also, you know, got a preview of some of the economic events. You know, we're in the blackout period before the Fed meeting and not a ton of reports. But Bill, give us a look at what we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
The only report that I'm really going to be paying attention to today is the EIA oil stockpiles report. You saw that the API is estimating that there's going to be a draw. So we'll have to see how these come in. This could affect oil prices. Oil prices are up 1.5% this morning. We'll see if they're able to hold those gains or after this report, if they weaken some. But that's the key economic report coming out today. And, you know, obviously the Fed's on the blackout period because next week we have a Fed meeting, Emily.
And even though there might not be a lot on that economic front, there's still other market moving information you're sifting through, Bill. You're watching your newsware, breaking it down into alerts to gather things like guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're looking at stocks grouped together, your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. And this way, you're still able to get important information for the trading day ahead. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just doing a quick data check, you know. My Dow stocks 14 higher, 9 lower, the rest unchanged. FANG stocks, we're seeing Meta and Netflix showing some gains, but the rest are lower. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we do push the downside this morning. Banks overall look, you know, okay. Drug stocks look okay. You know, semiconductors, you know, with the exception of NVIDIA, are showing weakness. But let's take a look at some of the news behind some of the headlines, like Apple. Apple's going to allow iPhone users in Europe to download apps directly from a developer's website. They call this a concession. It was part of the EU rules. They had to do this. It wasn't like it's a concession. This is what you had to do in order to not be fined. This is interesting. Amazon, you know, I'm like, Amazon's trading a little lower this morning, but they're partnering with Eli Lilly for delivery of prescription drug services. Lilly has this Lilly Direct service that they offer, and Amazon's going to be partnering with Lilly Direct to deliver for a home delivery of some of the Lilly drugs that they produce. Now, Tesla's getting hit. It's down a little over 2%. Multiple areas of concern here. Wells Fargo sees a 30% downside risk in the stock. Citi slashing EV estimates. Yeah, it's going to be a tough road for Tesla. And their earnings don't look good for next month. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, we're talking Intel, ticker INTC. Stock's down 1.64% this morning. Pentagon dropped plans to spend $2.5 billion on Intel's defense grant. This came out last night, and the stock was only down, like, you know, it was down, you know, slightly, and those losses continue to move, you know, continue to become greater. And I mean, this is why you want the real-time news, because you know it doesn't all hit at once. UNH, United Healthcare, they met with the CEO met with White House officials yesterday over that recent hacking incident. Hey, key topic here: UNH says the hack won't have an impact. You know, you're looking at the stock, it's up 0.3%. It really has been running, you know, hotter because it did trade down to 475 and now it's at 490. It's a breath away from moving over 500. IBM says, oh, they applaud the EU Parliament's approval of the EU's AI Act. The European Union just announced plans for an Artificial Intelligence Act. Boeing, ticker BA, National Transportation Safety Board, said yesterday that it's going to be holding a hearing on August 6th and 7th on its investigation into how and why the door plug incident happened. Should be noted that that plane was scheduled for a maintenance review before it took off. Nothing on the merger front. Guidance, Dollar Tree, they see Q1 EPS coming in at $1.33 to $1.48. Street estimate was $1.69. That's ugly. ADI, Apple David India, they're having a shareholders meeting today. Starts at 9 a.m. In terms of buybacks, QFU, that's QIFN, Quinton, Frank, India, Nancy, they announced a new $350 million share repurchasing plan. And an update on that ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, $1 billion buyback that they announced yesterday morning. I didn't see it yesterday, but it looks, apparently this is an accelerated buyback guy, and they're doing the deal with Merrill Lynch, which is owned by Bank of America. So that's interesting to see. Catalyst calls, SARS, Constellation, Constellation Brands, that's ticker STZ, Sam Tom Zebra. Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch on the stock. That's good. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going with ticker PATH, Paul Appletom Henry. That's UiPath. Listen, earnings are out after the bell today. The EPS is 15 cents. Expect to move here is 17.05%. Looking at yesterday's call volume, 44,354 versus 20,618. 2-1. Nice. Call open interest, 190,716 to 95,145. That's 2-1 again. The major brokers have been raising price targets. So they're positive. The price targets are beneath where the stock is trading, though, so a little bit of concern there. Last quarter, was very positive for them. They delivered a nice beat. Talk about their other new products were well received. They talk about their unwavering commitment to understanding the needs of their customers, keys to their success. In 2023, they delivered scores of new capabilities that seamlessly translated into the potential of AI into tangible action, accelerated productivity. They threw in that AI segment, and that's really, what drove that stock last quarter. And I think it could, show a nice little bump again today. So, that's my pick of the day. Ticker PATH, UiPath. I'm looking to get in 2410 to 2435, somewhere in that range. I don't really know. I got to wait to see how it opens. Path, ticker PATH. That's my pick of the day, Emily.
We'll follow that along with you, putting that pieces of data there together and looking for that entry point. And coming up, we're going to see how your strategy worked yesterday when we do a recap on that pick of the day. So don't go anywhere. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Ticker BOF, Boy Oscar Frank, Branch Out Foods to debut new products at the Natural Products Expo West. LPSN, Larry Paul, Sam Nancy, LivePerson, and Infinity announced a partnership. Interesting. I see Nike's actually trading higher this morning, but Adidas, released earnings and the stock's trading lower after their earnings announcement this morning. It's a European company. Petco, ticker WOOF, William Oscar Frank, they appoint Michael Mohan as its interim CEO. Dollar Tree, ticker DLTR, is expected to close 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of 2024. Beer producer Anheuser-Busch and InBev sparred over the definition of beer at a U.S. appeals court on Tuesday as Grupo Modelo seeks to revive a lawsuit claiming Constellation Brands violated its trademark rights. The CME Group plans to apply to clear U.S. treasuries. Spotify, the Swedish music streaming company, is rolling out full-length music videos and a limited beta launch for premium subscribers. Tesla's production is going to start up again at their factory in Germany. That's the one that was shut down after an arson attack. I see DocuSign, Citibank reiterated its buy rating on DocuSign this morning. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading on this Wednesday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was PagerDuty. Their earnings aren't due out until tomorrow, but after a big gain in Hong Kong overnight, you were hoping that there would be continued momentum. You were looking at this stock at around 23.50 as an entry point just after the opening bell. I did see it drop to 23.58. I think it touched lower points throughout the day, but Bill, how did your call work out?
I mean, technically, it worked out. I mean, you know, we've used that entry point of 23.50 because it did drop to 23.53 or 58, what it was. And, you know, then it did rally all the way back up to 24.05. So, yeah, your 1% was there more, but it was just boring. I mean, it's really, you know, it was ho-hum. It wasn't, you know, the excitement because, you know, the earnings aren't out till tomorrow afternoon. So it was the action wasn't quite as spectacular as I was hoping. You know, it did beat the 1% goal that we're looking for based on the entry price I gave. So I guess it works out. Just wasn't really an exciting trade yesterday, Emily.
Boring isn't bad when it's still in the green. We will take that as a win, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's UiPath pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.